talking, gonna speak the truth about other things and other things and other things and other things.
Woo!
Oh my goodness.
It is
going to be, when you listen to this, it's going to be Wednesday, May 4th.
Oh,
can you believe
God,
it? May 4th. Oh, my God.
I cannot believe that it's going to be
May
4th.
It's almost Gaga's birthday.
My birthday is May 21st, if anybody wants to send me gifts.
How old are you going to be? You could just...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, people.
Oh, you're going to
Okay, I'm going to be 43.
43. Why was I thinking 44?
But I feel like... Well, I don't know. Lately, I've been feeling real old, but I can't believe I'm going to be 43. Like, I don't...
I can't believe you're going to be 43. I can't believe that I'm listening to somebody eat popcorn this loud in the background.
Oh, my God. Listen, I want to...
We have a guest sitting in, but she's...
Well, we're pre-recording. It's a Tuesday evening, and it's really 6:21 p.m. on Tuesday evening.
Yes, we're pre-recording.
But my little lady is back there. Say hi, Dee.
Hi!
We got some headphones on her. Now
she's watching some kitty stuff.
This is the thing, people.
You know how we like to do on the show.
I need to talk about some adult topics.
We're going to have to use code.
So we're going to use some codes and hopefully you catch on. Because little Dee is sitting there. Right, babe?
Yeah.
I love you. And she's so cute. And you know what? You're gonna be in the Lion King.
Ooh,
next week? She's
gonna be in the Lion King. I'm very excited. Steve yelled at me because he said I'm not allowed to go see the Lion King unless I watch the Lion King.
Oh my God,
I've never seen it. It's a shame.
Okay, yeah, Weeby's never seen the Lion King, and that's pretty pathetic. I can't believe it.
It's very pathetic.
You know she's never seen the Lion King.
Pathetic.
She's never seen it. What are you watching over there, Dari? We have Dari.
Playing a game.
She's playing a game. Okay,
we have Dari with headphones. How are your headphones? Are they good? She's got professional headphones from Aunt
Lee. She's got a gabagool, and she's eating her popcorns.
So what are we getting into?
I would like to just get into this really quick, just because if nobody knows.
I want to say one thing. I got to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to tell you this today, but it was so hectic. Your skin.
Looks amazing, huh? Vegan, bitch. Vegan.
I have to say.
I don't want to.
Wow. Okay, she's with a tits on.
No.
I have to say, I don't want to do vegan. I'm sorry. I want to do paleo.
Yeah.
But Wee Wee's skin
doesn't
looks
look great.
Really
so
beautiful.
Does Steve. Did you see Steve's skin? Looks really good.
Well, I don't really stare at Steve as much as I stare at you. But
anyway, I'm feeling good with the vegan. But we did add fish, so I'm not completely vegan. But anyway, I would like to just say quickly, in case anybody cares or is wondering, me and Coco told everybody to go fuck themselves that we work for. So my income is now nude modeling. And today I did a class at a new university.
Let me tell you something, though, people. I don't know if Wee Wee wants to, reveal the pay. But the fucking pay,
The pay
for nude modeling is...
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
If you never thought about it, you should.
Yeah, the thing is, if you knew the pay, you'd quit your fucking job. I mean,
you'd be a nude
model.
You would be one too.
I would be a nude model too. I don't know if I can get over it. But anyway, so I went to a new one, and
there were two models, me and another girl.
Okay.
And they never do that, but I think because this teacher never used me, he might have thought, maybe I wasn't going to show up.
Oh, okay.
They do that sometimes. Okay. So he's like, there's going to be another model. And she was like, I never modeled with somebody else. Like, me either. Okay. It's usually just... And, of course, we're facing each other.
Now,
which
how is her body type? Was she thin?
Very nice body. No, like very...
Fit?
Fit and, bootylicious.
So she
had a shape. She had a butt. She had nice legs. She wasn't she didn't have big boobs or anything, but
okay.
Similar boobs to mine.
What kind of nipple?
Similar to mine, American
nice
Indian.
Okay, I see the visual.
But so we're facing each other, and I happened to look at her area, and there was a cat or some kind of animal.
Oh God.
It was, I almost threw up, and I was like, this girl's in her 20s, early 20s, and she has this humongous, I'm talking about like a beard.
Like more than a mother?
Like a big beard.
Like more than your mother would
more
have.
More than a mom.
I mean, I'm a mom, and I don't have one.
No, but I'm just saying,
why? I don't understand.
There's no way anybody.
She wasn't embarrassed?
No, it's like she likes it.
See, I don't understand that. That's horrible for a young girl. Like, trim it at least.
No, and then, like, all her drawings, you see the big, they drew all the big.
Was it?
Mine had nothing.
Did you smell anything?
No, she was across the whole, room.
But hair, you know, hair carries odor.
It's gross.
It's very gross.
She was a nice girl. I'm sorry. She was very sweet, but trim it. Trim it.
Why? I don't get that. You can have hair, but just trim it. We've talked about
this.
This
was
not,
this is like men who have these big, like, beards on their face. That's what it looks like.
So let me ask you this. So you were on one side of the room, all the way across the side?
Yeah, like facing each other. Across.
You
were looking
at each other.
You don't have to look, but like.
And then, like, how are your arms, like, were you, how is the pose?
Well, the first they make you do gestures, so you do all different gestures, like, you put your arms up in the air.
Okay.
Or you put your arms out to the side, or your hand on your hip.
Are
like,
you standing?
Standing for the gesture pose. They're 45 seconds each, and they make you do 10.
Oh, my God.
But then they do, like, 2 20-minute poses.
Okay.
Which were standing, and then a sit-down pose is the last one for an hour.
Oh, my God.
That was nuts.
In the same position for an hour.
For an hour.
Now, how many people in the class?
Like 15. So, like
men
6.
Men and women?
Yeah, men and women. But they were really cool because they're all artists.
Okay.
Like, guys and
so
girls.
So, they're not, like, drooling.
No, they don't care. They actually had, I was telling Steve, they had signs all around the room that one of the girls made with a hashtag titties. I started hysterical laughing. But
you
anyway,
taking
no.
a picture of that.
Yeah.
Did you get any? Did you take any photos of like?
No, they kept it private because they're. It's
did
like the
look?
Last. No, they wouldn't let like because it went too fast, and then they all like they don't want you to see it because it's like part of their finals.
Okay.
So they probably
look at those.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting.
And so tomorrow you have a modeling class.
I do
too.
Modeling
is
tomorrow.
Is it nude tomorrow?
Tomorrow is portrait, and it's
is
for
that nude.
No. Portrait is, they just do your face, so you wear, like a cool shirt.
Okay.
And it's for this artist, her name is Teresa Osaka.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing, she's so amazing.
Wow.
And she's young, she's, like, in her 20s, which is unheard of, because artists are usually...
So she draws you, and then, like, she has
she'll
a class
draw,
that...
Yeah, she'll show everybody, like, her style, and then they try to follow her style of drawing.
Yeah.
But that's on Wednesday and Thursday. But it's amazing because it's really good pay, and I love it. I love doing it.
I mean,
it.
How could you not? That's amazing.
It's so relaxing. It's weird.
That is a great,
and exhausting.
That is a great way, path of least resistance, pay.
Yes, I love it.
Of something, sharing your beauty.
It's art.
And, like, inspiring. You're, you're inspiring people. You're inspiring artists. So,
thank you.
I mean, how can you go wrong?
Oh, thank you. You should do it.
I don't know if I could do it naked. I'd like to do...
Maybe
I'd like to maybe start off... I could do topless.
With the portraits.
You
could do the portraits.
You could do the portraits.
You could do the portraits. Just do the portraits. So what... Oh.
I think it's amazing.
Thank you. It is exhausting, though. She makes fun of me, but it's very tiring.
Well, I mean, to stay in a pose for an hour, I could see that, honestly.
Things start to cramp up.
It's kind of like a yoga pose, though, which probably is almost exercise, if you think about
kind
it.
Kind of. A little bit. So what did you want? You wanted to talk about the Met Gala?
Well, I wanted to talk about...
The Gala?
It's kind of part of my... Who do you love? Because...
Oh, what is it?
I am loving Beyoncé's dress for the Met
Gala.
Oh,
my God.
Okay. One of my fantasies in life...
It is my dream. It is my dream.
Now, what is the Met Gala?
Yeah.
And who gets to go?
I
want to
say, you know
what exactly is it? I don't know. But Beyonce had this dress. It was made out of latex.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is saying that. And first of all, she showed up solo. She looked fucking gorgeous.
She looks like she's like 20 years old.
She looks amazing. Her body looks amazing. This dress. Okay, people are saying, if you know anything about Beyonce's Lemonade video.
Oh my God.
Who, by the way, our friends, Kristen and Will Fox.
They love it?
Will loved it. They loved it. They watched it on HBO. And
oh, they did.
We need to fucking see it.
We need to see the whole thing. Yeah, we need to see the whole thing.
And, like, they were very excited about it.
It's only $18.
But I'm just gonna read some of the things, like, people put on
Beyonce's...
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Beyonce giving embellished condom vibes. Beyonce is so powerful, she almost makes me want to exercise. And then it says, does everybody whose fave is not Beyonce get tired of being wrong, literally? And then some other jerk, because I love Beyonce.
Yeah, me too.
But Beyonce looks like the rough endoplasmic reticulum with ribosomes attached to it.
Oh, get the frig out of here.
But anyway, the thing is, or some people, if you know the Lemonade thing, she talks about, and one of her songs called I Ain't Sorry.
I Ain't Sorry.
Is it I Ain't Sorry?
I Ain't Sorry.
I want to make it right. She talks about Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
So supposedly her dress is Becky's skin.
Get out. I don't know.
And the pearls on the dress are Becky's teeth.
Who but the frick said that? That's not what it is,
and that's what people are saying.
It's just but hearsay. The thing is, Beyonce it's very Lady
is
Gaga.
Fucking fabulous. It is very Lady Gaga. But the thing that we were going to talk about too is, which is really funny and interesting, is we were going to go and try to get tickets for Beyonce on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
She was
in Nashville.
What was it? Was the Nissan Stadium?
Nissan
right?
Stadium, which is the Titan Stadium.
Okay. Well, she canceled her tour.
Well, she just canceled that show.
She can't. I mean, not the tour. I'm sorry. She canceled her show in Nashville because rumor has it she couldn't even sell out half of the stadium.
She should have just went to the Bridgestone. She would have sold it out, but and she shouldn't have charged so much for the tickets.
Her tickets were a lot of money, and we did see Rihanna. How? As we've talked about.
Amazing. Rihanna was amazing. She should... Yeah, but it's just postponed for now, supposedly.
Mm, I think...
But she, I think she'll just not come.
I think she should not go to the friggin' football stadium and charge all that money.
But a lot of people don't like to do shows here because the crowd has no reaction. Rihanna concert was the only
Rihanna
one I saw.
Rihanna concert was amazing.
It was amazing.
The crowd was awesome.
Okay, so the Met Gala is formally called the Costume Institute Gala. And also known as the Met Ball, is an annual fundraising gala as the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute.
Oh,
so
okay.
Who gets to go pays the money. They donate money. That's what I'm assuming.
Money.
Don't you think?
And plus, that's why, you know, the dresses should not just be a dress. It should be a costume.
Oh, yeah. That's why they're always so outlandish.
And what the fuck was wrong with Kanye West?
Come on. First of all,
please
Kim Kardashian... You've worn that dress somewhere before.
Kim, you've already worn that. Kylie, you've already fucking worn that.
What is with the silver metallic dresses?
You're annoying, and...
I can't.
Kendall did look beautiful.
She looked pretty.
Showed me her picture, but...
Like, why doesn't Courtney and Chloe go? They don't want to donate
Chloe
the money?
Chloe went last year, I think.
No, I don't think she's ever
gone. I think she's gone.
Do they not want to donate, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe
are they not as
maybe
rich?
Maybe they don't care. Oh my god, are you kidding?
I'm just kidding.
First of all, Kanye can suck a cock.
Oh my god, he's terrible.
I don't like him.
He looked like a mannequin. Idiot.
He did.
Madonna. All right, I'll give it to her. She is looking good. But does your ass have to be out at 60? Does it? I mean, is it necessary?
I don't know. I just feel like I hope that I could be... I don't know. I don't know what it's like to be... I think she's 58, Madonna.
Is she 58?
I think she's going to be 58. She's a Leo, right?
She's a Leo.
She's gonna
have birthday soon
in August, yeah. And I feel like more power to you. Like I'm not there yet. I hope that I want to,
yeah,
you know, partake. And as I said, people, let's remember my daughter is in the room, so I'm gonna have to do like innuendos.
Yes.
If you can catch on.
Mm-hmm. We'll catch on. We can do
because
it.
I do have a topic I want to talk about.
I have faith.
About what happened to me this weekend.
Oh my god. Wow.
Which is my outrageous news.
Holy wowsy. Did you see Solange? She tweeted to someone they think is Taylor Swift. I kind of think it's Lady Gaga. I don't know.
Well, what'd she say?
It said, like, people want to be artistic and shit, but they're just rude and annoying. She was talking about somebody. Oh, shout out to when you think you're all artsy and shit, but you're just rude and annoying. They say it's Taylor Swift.
I
can't imagine that. I think it's Lady Gaga for some reason.
Lady Gaga's not rude and annoying.
I don't know. I get
maybe
that feeling.
Maybe it's Madonna. I feel like it's
Madonna. Maybe. No, who knows?
Who do they say it is?
They say it's Taylor Swift.
I didn't see her. You said
she's with the fucking metallic. Everybody with the metallic silver. Yeah. And her hair's very platinum blonde. Which I'm not a fan of. Sorry.
I don't like Taylor's hair that cool.
I don't like it. Are we going to go into the love and the Chevy?
Well, that was my love, so...
Oh, we didn't even sing our song. We didn't even sing our song.
Do you have it?
I do. I got it.
Let's do it.
We could sing it for a second.
Because you didn't do your love.
Oh, we got to add freaking BS.
You didn't do your love, so we'll do
your
love.
No, I didn't.
And then I have a show, so...
I have a love and a shove.
I wonder if you know about my shove.
Do I know about your shove?
How you doing, baby? Okay. You hear me? You good?
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Who do you love? Who do you shove? Who do you love? Who do you shove? Who do you love?
Who you gonna love?
Who you gonna shove? Who do you love? Who do you shove?
Thank you. That was
thank you, Darian, for joining in.
Darian was featured on that.
Welcome. Thanks. Whose water is this?
That's yours. What I always bring water into a lovely studio.
Is that yours?
Yes, I have one too.
Okay, don't
be touched
at all.
Yay! Okay, my love. I hate to admit it. I hate to admit it.
Oh God, do I know this?
But I did cave, and now I love Goodwill. 99 cent.
Oh, are you really talking about Goodwill?
I got
that
a lot.
You made fun of me for weeks.
Yeah, I got a lot of nice clothes.
Oh, yeah, didn't you? Because who brought you there?
Coco did bring me, and I did cave, and I now love it. I got J. Crew clothes. I got.
Come on.
Anne Klein. I got it all.
You can't go wrong.
Amazing.
I took her to 99 Cent Wednesday, and what did you do? She's in the fucking dressing room.
I was in the dressing room for like
an
hour.
She's trying shit on. And she knows it was awesome.
Don't worry, I washed myself after I tried all the Goodwill stuff on. Okay, so now you gotta do your shove.
Okay. I don't know if you've heard of this. At first, I was on board, and then I was like, this is fucking stupid.
What is it?
Fucking train wreck. Because I did not. I'm not into train wreck. I'm not into fucking toilet humor.
No.
I'm sorry. Many of my friends put on Facebook this new movie that's coming out.
What is
it? It's called Bad Moms. Have you heard of this?
Who's in it?
Mila Kunis, Christina Applegate, and what's Kristen Bell, the one that does Anna.
No good?
The thing is this, people. I'm a single mom. This is about single moms.
Oh, it's about single moms. That's kind of, that could maybe be
it could have been fucking good.
Oh,
let
no,
me tell you
and then what?
Come to me and let me write the motherfucking script.
Oh, no, what happened now?
The thing is this, it's too extreme. Like,
I can't.
These mothers are trying to be, like, Christina Applegate is the perfect mom. Who's always, like, having the, she's the PTA president.
And she's single.
The PTO president. I don't think she's single.
Oh, she's
Christina
not.
Applegate.
Okay.
But she's like, there's no gluten-free peanuts, blah, blah. Like, she's like the, like, the stereotypical perfect mom, what that's supposed to be. And, like, Mila Kunis and her friends, they are working single moms, and they just never get it. They're not getting it right. And then, like, had enough. Uh-huh. And then, like, from now on, we're going to be bad moms. Fuck it.
Oh, my God.
Fuck it. Like, she's letting the kids eat shit. They're letting the kids eat shit. They're, like, out. They get separate. In the trailer, at first it seemed funny.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, this is too motherfucking funny.
Oh, no.
I'm pissed off.
Why?
Like, why can't it be, like, a little bit more relatable? This is too extreme. It's like, the mothers are at one table, and the kids are at another table, and the mothers are getting drunk. And the kids are at another table, and they're talking shit about the kids. They're like, he's such a dumb motherfucker, but I love him. That's one of the mothers says.
Oh, come on.
She's like, her kid's like 12, and she's like, he still watches Sesame Street, but if I didn't have him, I would die. Like, they're making the kids look stupid.
Shit.
It's too extreme. It's a foul mouth. Like, to me, it looks like...
Toilet.
It's like a knocked up... exaggerated stupid shit version, and I'm sorry to my friends on Facebook that I'm happy to like they can't wait to see it.
Ugh.
No, it's too much.
I need to watch it.
I'm really pissed off about it. I'm pissed off. What is your outrage? I mean,
this is my shove. Okay.
I said bad news. I mean shove.
Well, this is bad news and a shove.
Okay.
So since I don't know where my money is coming from. I gotta hustle and do things that maybe I don't want to do. So there was a hair convention this weekend in town.
Oh, yes.
And they needed hair models. We need hair models. They kept advertising. This agency that I work with. Oh, there was a burpy little burp toot going on. Anyway,
okay.
Hair models, go to the audition. I show it. The audition says it's from 9:30 to 10:30. Or 9:30 to 11, right? I get to the audition at 9:48. There's nobody there. It's in a hotel in a suite.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in the suite. There's no sign of anybody. Nothing. So I call the agency and the agency flips out because the person who is supposed to be there auditioning people is not. So they give me her phone number and I text her and she's like, oh, it's already been filmed. The positions have already been filmed.
In a half hour.
In 25 minutes.
25 minutes,
now,
yeah.
By the way, it paid $1,500. So this is getting me ticked off. Yeah. Other girls keep showing up that are pissed off. This girl drove 2 hours for the audition.
Wow.
Okay, I went nuts on the lady because I've been going nuts on people lately. I said, this is very unprofessional. You don't even leave a sign and say, sorry, the audition is filmed. So anyway, I'm like pissed off. The agency's like apologizing and he's like, oh, there's another audition if you want to do that. For Wella. Fuck you, Wella. I'll never use your product and I'll tell you why. I go to the audition. And first of all, none of these girls look like models. They have barely any teeth. They're skinny. They need to eat something. And their hair is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thin, dry hair. So I go to the audition and the lady's like, does anybody need a model? And they're all just staring at me like I'm some kind of Attila the Hun freak. Okay?
Because you have a lot of hair.
Because I have a lot of hair. They're probably terrified.
They don't know what to do with your fucking hair because it's real
it's
hair.
Real hair. So anyway, this one guy, he's like, maybe. And he's poking at my hair. He's like, are there other models coming?
Oh my God, fuck
so
you.
So then they're like, can you wait outside?
Oh my God.
Can you stay? I was like, no, that's a waste of my time. And I left. Fuck you, Wella. Fuck you, hair convention. This is why I never do it. Something always tells me don't do it. Besides the $25 cab ride I had to freaking pay for.
Oh man, that sucks.
So shove you. Shove hair.
Oh my God, that fucking sucks.
You know what?
They don't know what to do with your hair because you have so much
of it.
No,
they don't. They get. That's why I do my own hair.
Yeah.
Screw you.
And her hair looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Screw yourself.
Looks so much
do my own fucking hair. Except cut it.
Assholes.
Cut!
Seriously. So what do you want to do next? Do you want to do good news or do you want to do outrageous news? What do you want to do? What are you going to do?
Good news. Then we can have Darren do outrageous.
Oh yeah, Darren, we need you to sing.
In a few minutes,
will you do the outrageous news? Outrageous news. Totally outrageous news.
Okay, we'll let you know. We'll holler at you.
We'll tell you when you're ready.
My good news is really corny.
Okay. It better not be the same as mine. I'll kill you.
It's about your body?
No.
Okay. So this lady, her name is Lisa Cox, who I fell in love with now.
Lisa Cox.
Cox a lot.
Wow.
Anyway, she wrote this whole thing about why your body is perfectly amazing and why you should think that your body is perfectly amazing. Now, everybody, I don't think there's one person in this world that loves everything about themselves. Either they don't like their nose, their hair, their whatever.
Okay.
Right? So she wrote this whole thing about how to love your body.
Uh-huh.
To not think of it as like say, oh, my ass is flat or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I hate my nose. She's like, if you don't like your nose, you shouldn't feel insecure about it. You should be thankful that you have your nose to smell things with. It's so corny, but it's true.
Hmm.
She's like, you should appreciate that you have this sensory that you can smell things with. Mm-hmm. You can smell your food. You can smell flowers with. I know, it's hippy-dippy corny shit, but I like it. Or she said, like, your arms, if you don't like your arms. Like, think, like, you can hug people with them and it feels nice.
Mm.
You could carry your groceries. You could pick up a baby. Right? Will it make you feel better?
Yeah, but what if you can't? Like, what if you're too weak?
Darian, or your feet. If you hate your feet.
Let's ask a kid. Yeah. Like, hey, Darian. What do you think about your body?
Do you like your body?
Do you like your body?
Do you ever think about it? No, right? Do you think it's cute?
No. What do you think about your butt? Like, when you look in the mirror, do you like what you see? Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
You do, see? And you feel beautiful, right? You know you're beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you don't ever look in the mirror and like, oh, I don't like this.
No, but I know who someone who does.
Oh, wee.
I don't do that too much anymore.
I just
want to
say something, though. Honestly, I just want to say something. Not because Darren's my daughter, but she's pretty fucking perfect. She's gorgeous.
Is pretty beautiful.
The thing is this, Darian, and it's really sickening. You're gorgeous. So
you are.
You really
gorgeous.
Don't have a problem.
Okay,
but
back to my video now.
Okay.
Thank God she doesn't take after me, as I've said.
Oh my God!
Months.
Shut up.
No, I mean I'm okay now, but I'm saying when I was her age, wow, no good. No effing good. But also, okay, so my good news is...
Yes.
I thought this was really cute because I know we've talked about this... In the, like, was it last week or the week before? How we went to this fashion show with my mom. My mom works at an assisted living place. Me and we were trying to volunteer. Nobody's fucking called us yet.
Maybe they think we're creeps.
But I want to volunteer.
They did a background check. We're out.
I know. But I want to volunteer to work with these older people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like older people get a bad rap and they don't get appreciated. Uh-huh. So these high school students from Miami.
Oh.
They hosted a senior prom for elderly residents at a nursing home in Miami.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, and I thought it was so... And there's pictures. I'm going to post them and stuff.
Aww.
And 75 of the residents got to come to the prom, and they reminisced about their first prom memories, and, like, they had drinks, and they had tiaras, and they took, like...
Oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
They took, like, traditional prom pictures.
Aww.
And it was so nice, and I thought that was really sweet that, like, seniors in high school would give a shit to even do that.
Wow, that's so awesome. In Miami, that's great.
So, that's my good news. That made me feel good. I liked reading that.
Aww. You know? I love that.
It's very cute. And so, do you want to, should we take a break, or do you want to, what do you want to do?
We could do the outrageous news and then take a break.
Okay, Dara, we need you. Come on over and sing.
Here she comes, Dari.
My legs are numb.
Okay,
ready? Whenever you're ready.
No, outrageous news.
Why am I doing Who Do You Love? I'm saying.
Dari!
What am I singing?
Outrageous news.
Just sing it right there. Just sing it here.
That's fine. The mic will pick you up.
Yeah.
Everyone,
we can do it together.
Dari and Louise DiLorenzo. Should we all do it together?
No.
Good, Darren.
Okay.
Good.
Don't leave dead air.
Remember it? No. You gotta do it. Did you do it?
Outrageous news.
Ready?
Outrageous news. Am I supposed to do something at the end?
It's still outrageous news.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. Come on, you're leaving dead air. We're on the radio. What are you doing?
Outrageous news. Outrageous news. Totally outrageous news. It's not outrageous.
Yay! That was live from Dari and DiLorenzo.
Thank you.
Dari and DiLorenzo. She's going to be a famous somebody someday.
She's going to do it all, girl. She's going to do it all.
What's your outrageous
news? Oh, I told you.
Very outrageous.
So is mine. I tell you about this last night, didn't I? About A-Rod?
No. You started to.
Oh, okay. So
there. You started to tell me.
So
like,
A-Rod, the Yankees, okay, they played against the Boston.
Is he still on the fucking Yankees?
He is. Did you see his girlfriend?
No. Who's his
She's terrible. She looks like some old white lady.
She's old?
I mean, not old, but she doesn't look like... She's not like hot to trot.
Really?
She's not sexy. Maybe he got
and
smart.
And how is he playing? I don't think he's a good player anymore.
Is he not?
Is he playing? What's going on?
Well, this is what happened.
Okay.
I don't know about his playing, but he was playing with something. The Yankees played against the Boston Red Sox this past Sunday.
Oh, God. Rival.
And it was a rainy game. So, his bat, I guess, kept getting wet. So, he took the bat and rubbed it on his real bat, okay? He kept rubbing it up and down on his crotch area through his crotch to his butt.
Ew.
Over and over. And, like,
footage of this?
I gotta show you. When we go to a commercial break, I gotta show you.
Yeah.
Like, if you go on HuffingtonPost.com, there's the video. Or you can go at Deadspin on Twitter and try to find it there, but it was posted like a couple of days ago. But go on HuffingtonPost.com, and you'll see the clip. And I watched it about 30 times because I was like,
"Kept doing it."
Well, the clip just keeps repeating. But I'm like, I don't think I've ever.
Wow.
I had to show Steve. I was like,
did
"Steve,
it help him."
I don't know. I don't know what happened after that because I got overwhelmed. I don't know.
Wow. I mean, I always thought he was attractive.
No,
but
he's an attractive man, but maybe to me it looked like he was trying to piss somebody off.
Oh yeah.
Like, so he was like, suck it. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
basically,
yeah,
is what it looked like.
I get it.
He was saying.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, my outrageous news is gotta be, this is where it's gotta be decoded, people.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Oh God.
Decoded. Okay. If you go out, kind of, you know, I got to go out with somebody that I really liked this weekend. Really sexy motherfucker.
Oh, God.
He's a sexy motherfucker.
Cool. Oh, no.
Still, I only heard
that. Okay, good. Darren just heard the curse. But anyway, sexy times and drunken times.
Oh, jeez.
Don't go.
No, they don't.
They don't go.
It doesn't, like, happen.
Get my gist, people. Get my gist.
Doesn't happen.
If you want to
doesn't
run a marathon, but you drank too much, you're not doing it.
No, you're not.
I don't care how long.
Keep
you
it clean.
Get at
keep
it.
Keep it clean.
Like, what I'm saying is, if you, like, when you run a marathon, or if you want to, like, you know, do some aerobics, some kind of aerobicizing.
Yoga. You're not going to do yoga. You're drunk.
No, and, like, you've had some drinks. Drinking and marathon.
Sloppy.
Let's just call it
marathoning. I like that, marathoning.
Can you people catch on to the marathoning?
Yeah, marathoning.
We had some drinks. We had great fun times. Went dancing all night long. But if you're out all night long and you're having drinks.
You can't.
And you want to run a marathon. Things are going to go limp.
They're going to go awry.
Things are going to be numb. And it's not going to be good. So, my advice is, if you want to have nice, happy marathon times with someone, you need to just stay with
drink
your...
Drink tea.
Drink some...
Have some coffee.
Have some coffee.
Well, coffee might give you gas.
Have some coffee, have some tea, have some juice.
Club soda.
Don't drink. And marathon.
No.
If you get my gist.
Sloppy.
Because then it's ruined and nobody has a good time because there's no finishing the race.
No.
If you know what I'm saying.
You'll never get to the finish line.
You can't finish the race. You can't finish the race.
Nope. You'll be a loser in that race, I'll tell
you. If you have drank.
Loser in the race.
So let's just put that out there. Marinate on that.
Last time I marathoned and I had too much to drink. I didn't get to the finish line.
No. It's not happening. There is no... There's no finishing a race. There's no coming in first, second, or third.
No. You'll be dead last.
You'll come in dead last.
You might come in the next day.
You can try and try and run. You can keep trying.
You can run and run and run, but you cannot hide from the fact that there is no...
And your legs will never be as stiff as they should be.
No.
So
it's bad news.
Do it.
Okay, here is freaking A-Rod's girlfriend, Anne Wachki Kiki Cheeky. Guess what? She's a billionaire. This is his girlfriend.
Oh, God. It looks like his mother.
Yeah, because she's a billionaire.
Oh, no.
He's dating her because she's a GD billionaire.
She looks like his mother.
How the frick did she get him? Money.
Money, but I have to pee really bad.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break.
Darian's telling me, okay. What are you watching, Darian? It better not be inappropriate.
Uh-oh. Inappropriate?
Are you watching car crashes? What are you watching? Tell us what you're watching.
Tell the people.
Tell the people what you're watching before we go to commercial break.
Yeah. We're going to take a commercial.
Who are you watching on YouTube? Darian's a big...
Cupquake. Okay, she's a big YouTuber.
Cupquake and her husband Mario, right? Red?
No, just Cupquake.
Okay. Cupquake... Give a shout out to you because you're awesome. And I have to go pee, so let's.
We're going to commercial, kids. We're doing a commercial. Got that deal.
Attention, sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings with top professional athletes, he also does custom framing, too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your cool friend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to teddyscares.com. And be sure to become our friends at facebook.com/teddyscares. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We're open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Fort Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook. Okay.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson, TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com. Common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromHolmes.
We're back, bitches!
Oh. Wow. You sound like Tiny Tim.
That's what I'm going for. So,
Oh my god, it's Mother's Day.
This Sunday's Mother's Day. I'm going to cook it up for the ladies.
Oh my god, I want to say something. My beautiful sister is having us over for dinner, but I want a motherfucking steak.
I know. Well, whatever.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm still vegan, but whatever you guys want.
Well, what were you going to make, though?
I don't know. I know that you like fish.
I love fish.
I could do a nice fish, but my mother does not, so.
Oh, so what are you going to do? That's going to be too much work.
No, it won't.
You know what I would love?
What would you love?
I love
what?
Your tacos or your chili. You can do a vegan chili.
I could do a vegan chill taco night.
Oh, you know what I love? That you have not made. Okay, Wee Wee makes this amazing.
What is it?
Vegan meatloaf.
Ooh, I can do that.
Is that with lentils? Is that too much?
You might shit your pants. Remember, you said.
I know, but is that too much work?
Not at all.
That
maybe I'll
is
do that. But if you're pooping,
okay, I'll poop for that. Okay, that's amazing.
I can't poop for that. So no.
So we're gonna be calling some flowers. Darian, do you want to do the first? What do you want to do? You want to, let me tell Darian what we're doing.
We're going to fill Darian in on the pranks okay, that we're Darian. Doing.
You know it's Mother's Day on Sunday, right?
Yeah. And flowers.
And you better get me a damn good present, girl. Where's my present? You better think about that shit.
This is the thing with Mother's Day, okay?
What's with it?
Flowers cost a lot of money on Mother's Day. They triple, they quadruple the price.
What do you
want? Wait, I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, Wee-Wee's cooking for me and Grandma. And she might invite some friends over, right? Are you going to invite some friends over, maybe?
We might invite some friends over. Like, I'm going to contact them and see what they're doing.
Would you like to have some other children here, if possible?
Like who?
Like one of your very
You're on air, so everybody's hearing what you're saying.
You're on air.
You're on air, so watch what you say.
Like your best, like one of your best friends, Sophia.
And you can play in the backyard.
You guys can play in the backyard.
No, thanks. Maybe well, like Aza. I thought you meant like Aza, but maybe Bella.
Well, maybe
Sophia.
Yeah. Don't you know who Sophia is? Didn't you just play with her? Didn't you just play with her? Like you don't even know. This is what I usually love about kids. They don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, we're going to have a gala, and everybody's going to put on a fancy dress. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you have to dress up fancy. No, we don't have to. You have to dress up very fancy. Do you have heels? So anyway, what we're going to do
is we're going to
prank
Flores.
We're going to prank. Yeah.
This is the prank. This is the point of the
Tell
prank.
Tell the prank. I'm sorry.
We're going to call florists.
Who are
those? Florists are people that make flowers. Oh. Okay. And so we're going to call them in California and New York, and we're going to try to order flowers, but we're not going to really order flowers.
No.
Because we're going to wind up telling them off about how expensive their price is.
You
got to
be like this. I want to order flowers for Mother's Day.
Hello?
I want to
go last? Because I
want to
see how
you
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes.
Well,
you go first,
Wee-Wee. Okay, do you think
any
place in New York is open?
Yeah.
I'm going to call a florist.
Let Wee-Wee go, and you'll see what she does.
This is just a florist in Brooklyn. I don't want to, like, you know, say who I'm calling, because God forbid.
No.
First of all, I'm blocking my number. All That's right. number one. Okay. Because who needs anybody calling me back?
You don't.
With a friggin' attitude. I'm going to basically call and pretend, I'm going to pretend I have a lot of money. Be like, what's the best flowers you got, like the most expensive?
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell them off because I think it's too
okay.
ridiculous. Okay. Be there though, it's later in New York. I'm gonna have to do California. Nobody
does. You could do 1-800-Flowers.
Oh, okay. 1-800-Flowers. Does somebody answer?
Let me do mine. Why?
Do yours, okay. Star 67.
310.
Oh, wait, don't tell it out loud. Okay.
Okay. But in the meantime, you should get 1-800-Flowers.
Where is it earlier in the world? Okay.
California.
Watch this. What the hell? Nobody's answering.
Oh my God, it's not even ringing. Did you press fucking
Frank?
Dial?
Yeah.
The girl did not. You didn't press dial.
Yes, I did. It's dialing. Look,
no,
it's
not.
Just. Yes, it is.
Oh no.
Redial. Ba da ba da ba ba da mama.
I whispered the number and maybe.
Where's the number? You just X'd away from it, genius.
It's right. Try this.
Holy genie sign.
Try this one.
Okay.
See that?
Okay. Chakalaka vundi vun. What, California? Oh, here we go. Here we go.
California!
Watch this.
Watch this, Darian. Let's see if this works for me.
Hey. Nobody fucking answers the florist?
It's 5 o'clock then.
What kind of BS is this?
Oh my God, it's 5 o'clock.
What about the Kroger florist?
Okay, let's try this one. Empty vase florist.
Nobody, you know what?
Oh, they're open till 6. But
yeah.
That's, okay, let's try this one. Empty vase florist.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. Get on your game, people. We're trying to
California.
Prank over here.
Isn't California 2 hours?
California.
What the hell?
No doubt about
Why
it.
Why is this in my cup?
What? Is it a wood cork?
What the fuck is this?
Shh. Are you paying attention? Penny?
It's a penny in my fucking drink, but okay.
Pick a penny? Nobody answers.
Empty vase florists. Where are they?
These people open until 7? Nobody fucking answers.
Hey,
that busy?
We gotta do the French florist. Pico de Gallo Boulevard.
Hey, empty vase, this is Julie.
Hey, I was just, like, thinking ahead. I want to order flowers for my mom.
Do you? Okay, would you mind holding?
Ugh, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
Fuck.
Oh.
God, they hung up?
No, she put you on hold.
I don't have
time. Oh, we don't have time for this show.
What's time to fucking be on hold?
Is it that people plan ahead this many
flowers? Let's try French florist.
Frenchie, come on.
This is bullshit.
Now we're going to have to come up with another plan.
I want to go. Can I go?
You can go in a second. I want to do mine because I'm pissed off. Do you want to do this one?
Why doesn't it ring?
Oh, my God.
It takes this long to connect to California?
Yeah, I want to order flowers for my mom for Mother's Day. Can you help me?
Yes, I can.
I want something fabulous. Like, do you have a guy that can deliver them, like, in a G-string? Do you guys do that? Hello?
I think we're on hold.
She didn't tell me that I was on hold. Well, I want it on Mother's Day in the morning, like at dawn. But do you guys have like a guy? Do you have like a guy that can deliver them like with a, like a G-string and a bow tie? Do you guys do that?
No, we actually don't do that.
Well, what do you have, like a monkey or like an animal that can deliver? Like, I want something over the top. Like, do you have like a giraffe that you can like pin the flowers to? Like, what do you have?
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and check.
She's going to check if they have a giraffe.
What the fuck is she going to check? If they have a giraffe?
That's Let me just... check if we have
okay,
a giraffe.
Do you want to go, Darian?
Yeah. No, I want to go last. I want to go
but,
last.
But, how
what do you want to do? Do you want 800 flowers?
But is okay, somebody going to answer?
This is bullshit.
I wanna want to go.
What should we
God,
do?
They have I want to go. You know what? You know what? Thank God I'm not ordering flowers.
Oh my God,
this
is
okay,
bullshit.
Because this is absolute bullshit.
1-800-Flowers.
1-800-Flowers. What's the number?
It's 1-800-Flowers.
I know, it was a joke. Okay.
I want to
okay.
go.
Okay. Darian, it's your turn.
Verizon Wireless, your call cannot be
completed. Oh, it won't let me do a private call.
Oh, fuck.
Bitch bastard.
Darian, do you know what you're going to say?
Where
Hello?
Else?
How no, about, like, this is Scarlett.
South Carolina.
Is it earlier there?
No. Where should we do that's earlier?
Be like,
Arizona. Arizona?
Arizona? Okay.
No, Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Let's do Vegas, Darian. Darian, sing
Vegas.
That.
Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
I would be like, do you have an Elvis impersonator?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, what do I say?
Viva Las Vegas. Go down.
Okay.
What
do
we
do?
Elvis, I can deliver the flowers.
Yeah, Elvis is say, hey, I want to deliver flowers to my mother.
Oh, it's this one's closed, right?
Which one's closed?
This
Open
one.
24 hours.
Oh,
Vegas
this is,
flowers.
Yes, thank
Vegas
God.
Flowers.
Vegas flowers,
okay,
baby.
You got your thing? What are you going to say?
No, we go first.
Me go first, okay.
Yeah,
you can do tiger.
Yeah, you got them flowers!
Yeah, okay, ready? Watch
I'll
it.
Do tiger lily.
Okay. Okay.
No,
we was doing that one.
Often you were trying to does not accept
unidentified. Damn it!
Calls.
Just call you stupid.
No,
number.
I'm not. I'm not showing my number.
Have
a lot of.
Have a enchanted florist.
It's closed now.
Oh my God! They're Vegas.
Ooh, Vegas, baby.
What the fuck?
Vegas.
How about Antoni's flowers?
Antoni. Yeah, it's Antoni.
Yo,
there?
Is it Antoni?
Okay.
Antoni's flowers is on.
You got them flowers. I want them flowers for my mom. Please don't tell me they don't accept.
Come on, Antoni's.
Flowers.
Is this Antoni's?
Yeah, this is Anthony's flowers.
You got them flowers. You got them flowers for the Mother's Day?
Yes.
You got any specials? You got any specials for Mother's Day?
No, we don't.
What's like your cheapest flower that you got for the Mother's Day? Hello?
Uh-huh.
What's the cheapest flowers you got for Mother's Day?
The cheapest flowers we have is $49.
Are you fucking crazy? Shit.
Alright, where else should we call? How about Howard Beach? Howard
Beach.
Are they open now? Okay, this is the last
Florist.
One because we're getting carried away. Derry, it's your time to shine. Don't curse though, because I feel they're closed.
Oh my god, where are we?
What time
do
florists close? What about like a grocery store with the flowers?
What grocery store?
In New York, in Howard Beach, what do they have? Wallbaums? What is it called?
Wallbaums.
Just be like, you sell Mother's Day flowers.
Wallbaums, Howard Beach.
Yeah.
Are they open now?
They're closed. What's the? They have no grocery store. Key Food.
Key Food.
Just be like, do you sell?
All right, try Key
Food. Are you gonna have flowers for Mother's Day?
Yeah, you say you gonna have flowers for Mother's Day. You can do Brooklyn because it's cute.
No.
It's
what kind you think you're
not gonna do it?
What do I have to do?
Call them up and ask them about their Mother's Day flowers. Say, are you gonna have like blue flowers? You can have pink.
Purple,
my mother likes
pink.
How much they're gonna be? Can you do it?
You can do
it. Come on, do it.
Nobody can see you.
Oh, don't be shy. Come on, Darry.
Okay, let's call.
Tara, what are you going to do? You
know, I don't know if anybody's going to freak me.
Are you going to do it or no?
I need the floral department!
Yeah, floral department.
Do they have flowers in Key Food?
I don't know. We're going to find out. You know what you're going to say?
Floral, please. Oh, gosh. I feel like we're just hanging out in my house. I forgot that we were recording this.
Well,
nobody answers the
godforsaken. They're not going to answer.
This
They're
is
not
BS.
Answering. Howard Beach. We don't even know. I don't even remember the Key Food in Howard Beach. Do you?
Yeah, it was in Lindenwood, isn't it?
Oh my God, forget it.
They don't even have a directory. Nothing.
I know, Darian. I know. We're gonna do
Waldbaums.
What are we gonna do? How about?
We got
San
one more
Francisco.
Chance. We got one more chance.
How about San Francisco?
Ooh, San Fran. You know what you should say?
Florist.
You know what you should say? Can you deliver flowers? My mother's in New York.
Yeah.
I love your flowers so much, but she lives in New York. Can you deliver
What do you
them?
Think, Darry? Okay.
No,
we're gonna do this one.
Close.
Diva Sedero. Flowers. Okay, you ready?
No.
Hey, I want to order flowers for my mother for Mother's Day. Do you have anything that comes with like a cat or a dog? Do you do pets with your flowers? What about that?
And then what am I going to say?
Just see what they say first. And then one of us should take it. Are you going to do it or no? Should I do it?
Let your mother do
you
it.
You
going
to do it or
scared.
You want me to do it? What do you think?
Boop your pants.
Make it. Can I help you?
Yeah, do you gonna do flowers for Mother's Day?
Yes, we do flowers for Mother's Day.
Do you also have like a pet that I could send with the flower, like a bunny or a gerbil? Do you guys do that?
No, we don't.
What about like a guy, like a male stripper with a G-string? Do you do that?
There's a number you can call for that.
You got it?
Yeah, you have to look under Yelp. Go find Yelp, and Yelp will find you one, okay?
Oh, you're rude. You're rude. Your flora sucks. Your flora sucks, lady.
Okay, thanks for the prank fest.
Oh, you don't want to do the pranks. Do you want to say something? Say something.
Would you like to share anything with the world? It wasn't the best prank situation.
I don't think Darian liked the prank.
You know what we're going to do now, though?
Darian, why do you look like you're sad about the pranks? No good?
You feel bad for the people that just yelled
stupid.
At.
You thought they were stupid.
You know what, though?
You have to take a poop.
Okay, we got a commercial.
Why don't you talk about something?
Listen to this. How about this for Mother's Day? Huh?
Remember this song? Listen.
You like this song?
This is Spice Girl, huh? Why are you sad? You want to do another prank? Who's sad about pranks?
We can prank Grandma. That's always good.
Grandma? Grandma.
No, I'll block my number.
Oh, sure. I'll block my number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
we're going to do little snippets of the mama songs, huh?
How about mama said knock you out?
I'm going to knock you out. Chunga laka donkey down. This is the secrets between mommy and a baby.
Do you want to?
Mama said knock you out.
She won't know it's you.
I don't know if anybody knows this, but there is a show going on. So you gotta go on the fly sometimes. This is to all the mothers out there. But tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for you. Mama said knock you out. Darian just told me this is not a mama song, but it is technically. Okay, so Darian has a plan.
Tell them your plan. Let's go ahead.
Darian has a plan.
They're going to prank call my grandfather.
Oh, true. You got his number? You want me to prank him?
I
want
to do it.
No, I'm saying, are you looking up his number or are you texting and not
texting?
No, she's got his number.
Oh, look at this. She's not even paying. Oh, wait a second. We're doing the show. Oh, I forgot.
She's texting Poppy.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm not. I'm texting you.
Give me the number. I need it because.
Okay.
I can't block my number.
His number.
By the way, Coco, we're doing a show. She's whispering to her daughter and texting. I don't know if this is
Oh, I forgot we will.
If this is a show or not, but okay.
Okay, ready? This is a number.
This is a number, okay. And
so tell the people what you're doing, Darry. Tell them.
She's gonna wing it.
You're gonna wing it?
I don't know. I'm just gonna say maybe like
Okay, well, let's call them and figure it out. Call them and figure it out. Okay, can we stop whispering and do a friggin' show before Wavy has a nervous breakdown?
Darry, we're on the air.
Okay, come on. You can't have dead air. You can't have dead air.
Dead air is
cold.
It's
cold.
Yes,
what do you
mean? Okay, just play along.
We'll just be like, whoa!
Good. It's just Poppy. Go ahead. Say anything. It's just Poppy.
No, I don't know what to do.
You might not even answer. Leave him a message.
Give me a few seconds. Time up.
Just go like this.
I don't know what to do. You can't do that.
He's not going to even answer because it's a private call.
This is what you have to do. Go like this to Poppy. Hello, Frank. Do you like to eat squirrel nuts? You can say anything.
But he's not going to pick up because it's private. He's one of those, isn't he? All
right, Darren, listen. This is live radio. Yeah, we can't just be like,
hang on, everybody.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Ew, what does this sound like?
Ew. Anyway.
Keep going.
I can play a song. I'm going to play another mama song. Maybe you can figure something out.
You got a mama song?
I got a few mama songs. Dear mama.
Oh, yeah, dear mama. Tupac.
Dear mama.
Darry, do you know who Tupac is?
Hey, by the way, I was watching this documentary about Snoop Dogg.
Really?
Have you heard of this documentary? It was filmed in like 2015. Steve was into it, but he goes to Jamaica to record a reggae album.
Really?
And it's really interesting. Like, it's Snoop. I didn't get. No, not Snoop Dogg. Tupac's dead. Oh my god! Oh, really? Tupac is in the Jamaica?
Tupac went to Jamaica last year? Oh, wow.
In 2015, Tupac came back from the dead and went to Jamaica? Really?
What are you upset about? Poor Darian's in the background upset.
No, there's no reason to be upset. Listen, Darian, we have notes and we prepared ourselves. There's nowhere to be upset.
You're winging it. You're doing great.
Oh
my god, what is that?
It's Tupac's mobile. Now, anyway, Tupac did not record in Jamaica last year. It was Snoop Dogg. But he does reggae.
I'm sorry, but I have to say, I think Tupac is alive.
I don't know about that. But Snoop talks about how he found out Tupac was dead, and they were on the outs. It was
Tupac's dead?
Dear mama!
What about Breepak? Is he dead?
Breepak.
Drama when things went wrong, we blame.
mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell. Hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand.
You all appreciate it. Okay, this is what I want to know. This is completely off the subject.
Oh, look at that.
But what is Lady Gaga, she doesn't look the same lately. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, her face doesn't look as pretty. Do you notice? No, it doesn't.
But maybe every time she has a thing, she has a period.
Maybe she's on, yeah, that happens to me. But lately, yeah, when they show her, her face is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what I've been obsessed with lately is if you go on YouTube and you look up, like, diva moments or...
yes!
Diva moments of stars. Yeah. It's my favorite thing to fucking look at.
I know you saw Rihanna.
Rihanna, Beyonce, Britney Spears. Britney Spears?
Oh, I haven't seen Britney Spears.
You gotta look it up.
She has diva moments?
Kinda, a little bit.
I thought,
but
Rihanna,
they're more cute. Like, she says things, but they're in a cute way.
Yeah.
Like, she makes fun of Justin Timberlake with Cry Me a River.
Really?
She's like, oh, what a P-U-S is what? Well, I'm spelling. Mm. She's like, what a wimpy song. Like, that's, it's not even good.
Really?
She's like, you just want to sell records. That's why you're doing that to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very interesting to see. I enjoyed it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But, huh. Yeah. Also, I do want to talk about when we do our New Yorkers in Nashville. And I did give this a love when it first opened.
Oh,
but
yes.
But now it is time.
Yes.
It's time, kids.
It's time
it is
to
time.
Fucking shove this.
Proper Bagel, I will no longer go
and
visit
God.
Your bakery. Your bakery. Bagelry. Whatever the hell
your you want. Your bagelry bullshit.
Bagelry bullshit. Steve and I went there the other morning. We decided to walk there, and it was started pouring down rain when we got there,
mm-hmm.
And of course, it was packed, and I ordered off the vegan, I went off the vegan path that day, we were like, screw it.
Oh, you didn't, really?
Well, bagels probably have eggs in them, don't they?
Oh, yes.
So I got a bagel, spinach everything bagel, which is enjoyable, and a side of butter, which is not vegan. And then Steve got, like, a salmon sandwich, two iced coffees. It cost $25.
I don't understand
$25 for breakfast?
About two bagels.
His sandwich was $14.
Wait a minute. Steve's bagel sandwich was $14 at Proper Bagel on Belmont Boulevard?
Not even a side item. Not even a side item.
Why? Why was it fucking $14?
Because it's salmon.
Just his bagel alone?
His alone was $14.
No, that's fucking bullshit. Bullshit. Me and Danny went there one day to talk about
dairy. Are you out of your mind?
It's ridiculous, okay? I don't even think it's that much in New York. Come on.
It's not that much in New York. And,
yeah.
I'd rather fly to New York and spend the money and get a bagel there.
That is fucking bullshit.
And
no.
$25, and guess what? There's nowhere to fucking sit. So we had to walk it back in the pouring rain.
No.
Nowhere to sit.
You should
have
came over.
And the people that go there can kiss my ass because they all have an attitude. They think they're in New York.
Oh my God, I hate
But
them.
They're just white yuppies who have never even probably been to New York. They think Brooklyn is one. I've been to Brooklyn. Brooklyn is massive, okay? There's different parts to Brooklyn.
Listen,
so zip
assholes,
it.
You need to... It takes you 3 hours to drive from one end of Brooklyn to the other.
Okay? So you've never been to Brooklyn.
Give me a break.
It just enrages me. I will not be going there anymore.
I will not be going. They can go fuck themselves. I fucking hate them. It pisses me off. The people that go in there are fucking pretentious white assholes.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. I ordered me and Danny went in there to we shared a bagel and a coffee, and it was $10.
I don't understand it.
Give me a break.
All I know is $14. You're not in a restaurant.
Enough is enough.
$14 for a bagel sandwich.
And I went in there another day because I wanted to go on the fucking computer, And they don't even have Wi-Fi.
No, because they don't want anybody sitting there.
She was like, we can barely support the computer system that we have. What does that even mean? I don't even know. They don't even have Wi-Fi. It sucks. And I'm very pissed off.
I'm extremely pissed off that you would actually...
I can't even believe that you guys spent
$25. I told Steve, I was like, I don't know.
That is a sin. Like, you guys were probably like... When they were like $25, what did you guys say?
I said to Steve, are you fucking... I said, take a good look around. He paid for it.
Wow.
But I was like, take a good look around because we're never fucking coming back here. If I want a bagel, I'll get the bagels to go and I'll buy my own shit to put on it.
I won't even go in there because I think they're really taking advantage.
Yeah.
Of what's supposed to be like this popular bullshit that's going on here in Nashville. And it really makes me so mad.
It makes me very mad.
Right down the block from my house, and it really pisses me off.
It pisses me off big
time.
Now that
everybody knows where I live. But
I know, right? Well, they don't know where you live. You could live a few blocks away.
It just makes me...
Won't be going back there any longer.
I'll get my bagel at Bongo Java. Sorry. I'm going to go back.
Me too.
I'm going to go back to Bongo.
I'm going back to Bongo.
Yep.
That's where I came to be.
No.
Bongo, you're the one. For me.
I can't.
At least it's consistent.
Yeah, and you know what? They don't have, like, I ordered...
And you can sit there all day on the Wi-Fi, like normal places.
Yeah, and you can... Yeah, Bongo Java has Wi-Fi, and they also have a very, very, very inexpensive, very delicious, the basic bongo breakfast.
Yeah, and it comes with coffee.
For $6, you get a ton of hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
You get eggs, toast, and a coffee for $6.
That's where I'm going back. I can't eat any of that, so.
But I'm just saying.
But they also, they have a vegan muffin.
They do have a vegan, and you know what else they have, like, you're going to laugh at me, but they have, like, side of avocado. It's only $1.50.
Yeah, no,
it's $1.50.
They cater to the vegans. Proper bagel, you don't, okay? Take your cream cheese and shove up your ass.
Well, they take advantage of the vegans,
in my opinion. All I know is I was in an uproar. I couldn't even eat my bagel and enjoy it because I couldn't believe how much it costs.
I have to move someplace else. I don't like it.
Me too. Listen, Nashville, I think in about 2 years I'm out.
Me too.
I can't
stand it.
They say that we're supposed to double in population.
Well, guess what, people? Then you know what? New York City.
I could see why people move there.
Move the fuck back to New York.
Same rent price.
But the thing, and also the thing is, at least there's like tons of shit going on. There's nothing going on. I'm sorry, I'm on a rampage.
Yeah.
But there is nothing going on in Nashville.
I mean, the show I saw a show last night. It was like a Phil Collins.
Okay, well, that's one.
That was awesome. But oh, and tonight, damn it, we're gonna miss it. Nikki Sixx. He's in a band with Nikki Sixx and two other guys. I can't remember who it was. They're playing at the Canary Bowl, which is tiny, which means you could get up to. You could get up to the six.
It's cool, but the thing is this. If you want to spend all this damn money, then you might as well move to New York or LA. Because
you might as well. They offer more things.
Nothing exciting about Nashville.
No, there isn't.
Sorry.
And they don't want to raise anybody's pay.
Unless you're a damn drunk and you just want to fucking drink and you don't even know where you are, then...
Then welcome.
I'm just mad. I'm sorry, people.
I know, we're sorry. It's because we've lived here for 9 years, and me and Coco have decided...
And the magic is gone.
The magic is gone, and me and Coco have decided that we want to start a new revenue, I was going to say, but that's the wrong word. A new...
Website? Like a...
What? Group?
Movement,
may have you.
A movement.
Bring back Nashville or take back Nashville. We don't know what's going on. But we're working on it, and we want... All of our friends and family that live here, that have lived here for years, this will be like an outlet for you to complain, to take back Nashville. Listen, Mayor, stop.
Yeah.
This is what they're focusing on. We need to build sidewalks. No. You need to stop people from moving here and letting it get out of control is what it is.
I totally agree with you.
Put traffic lights. There's no traffic lights. All up and down Belmont Boulevard.
Yeah.
Put some fucking traffic lights. There's accidents daily, okay?
Why are sidewalks important? I don't understand. How about our friends not getting thrown out of their houses?
On a daily basis.
On a daily fucking
this
basis.
This is bullshit.
Because
greedy people buy the houses and turn them into these ugly condos that are built like shit.
Yeah.
It makes me so angry.
It does. I'm pissed off. I'm telling you, I need to find a new place to live because I don't like this.
The thing is, there's not even anybody good moving here. It's just the same old mamby-pamby spoiled people whose parents pay for everything. That's what really it is all about.
Spoiled white assholes with their privileged. Fucking, what do you call those outfits that they wear?
Pilgrims?
I don't know. Besides the pilgrims, the fucking
khakis and the pink shirts.
Pink button-down shirts and your stupid sun visors. If I see one more motherfucker with a sun visor,
oh my god,
I'm going to choke you with it.
I can't.
I can't anymore. I can't. I think I might just move
to Costa Rica. I keep saying that.
And just fuck all the
Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica, Costa Rica. And I'm just going to do that and sip on coconut juice all day and sell ice cream.
Exactly.
That's
sell some ice cream.
The simpler, the better. Downstream.
I agree with you.
I think we're about to, like,
what are we going to have? One more little, like, block of...
What you want to do?
Don't we have to play that block of Who's on Our Radio Station?
Yeah, I have to say something first.
Were you born yesterday? I was born yesterday because I'm so angry.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're wrapping it up.
I want to say that my daughter's beautiful.
We want to say thank you to the lovely Miss Darian.
Darian, thank you. We're wrapping up the show.
Thank you for sitting in.
Thank you for sitting in.
Thank you for live singing.
Thank you for your work on the show today. And do you want to tell the people about your Lion King show?
Why don't you come and talk about it?
Can I talk about it? Darian's going to be Lion King at Aiken Elementary next week.
Talk about it while I go take a tinkle.
Oh, okay. We have to pee. And I'm going to... Hey, what's that joke you told me? It was very funny.
What is it?
You had a joke about... you had some jokes today that you told me about the...
I have tons of jokes.
Tell a joke. What do you got?
One second.
No, you can't. One second. We're on the air. This girl thinks we can do one second.
I don't know what to do.
How about we do... What's that joke you said about the Jungle Book? About the Jungle Bells?
You just said it.
I did? They don't know. They don't know. Come on. Tell your joke, little sister. This is Darian telling a joke. What do you got?
What Christmas song do they sing in the jungle?
What?
Jungle Bells.
Jungle Bells, Jungle Bells, Jungle Bells, Jungle all the way.
What's green and... I got this joke from my friend today.
Okay.
Matthew.
Okay. Matthew's a very funny guy. Matthew does stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
the joke?
What's green and has wheels?
What's green and has wheels? The Scooby-Mobile?
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
Ah! Did Matthew make that up?
I don't know.
What else you got?
There were two muffins in the...
She said that was a cute joke.
There were two muffins in the oven. I got this one from Matthew, too.
Okay.
There were two muffins in the oven. Yes. One muffin said, "Ah, I'm burning." And the other muffin said, "Ah, a talking muffin."
That's a good one. Now, does Matthew make those up himself, or does he get them from
He
someone?
Makes these up.
I bet you his dad tells him to.
Okay. What did the hot dog say when he won the race?
What?
I'm the wiener.
Ah!
I got that one from Bella.
That's a good one.
I'm the wiener.
I like that. That's very funny.
I like the wiener jokes.
All right, Dari, do you have any last closing statements? Because Weeby has to read our announcements.
I gotta do a spiel.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say? How's your Lion King play coming?
I'm a bird.
You're a bird in the Lion King.
Yeah, and on Friday, the full dress rehearsal, and I got to see my costume, and it's not the full costume, but it's multicolored pants, and they don't have elastic in them yet.
Ooh!
So they fall down.
Ah!
Oh, no.
But I think they'll be fixed by the show. Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you
want
to say
to
everyone?
Thank you, Darian.
Say goodbye to everyone, and...
Bye.
Thank you, Darian. That was awesome. I loved your jokes. Yeah,
get it, girl. Get it.
Those are awesome jokes.
I'm stealing some of those. Thank you.
I am going to steal your jokes, Darian.
Shari.
Shari.
She got her daughter, Darian.
Her name is Sharian.
Okay, folks, so this has been the Coco and Weeby Show, which is part of the Totally Driven Entertainment Network, a multimedia platform dedicated to bringing you total entertainment. Check us out on the web at Totally Driven Entertainment. I think I'm going to start singing like that.
I think that would be good.
Like, I'm going to bring back my singing career, but I'm just going to do obscure
shit.
Yeah,
me too. I'm going to be like, midnight, not a sound from the pavement.
Okay, sorry. We got a little carried away on our music career. Here you go. We're going to come back and say goodbye. But first, here are some of the lovely shows that are on Totally Driven Entertainment.
Totally Driven Entertainment has tons of different podcasts. As a matter of fact, we have podcasts on every day of the week with topics ranging from politics all the way to pro wrestling and total entertainment. On Monday nights, you have two amazing shows. At 6 p.m., you have Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. And at 11 p.m., we have the new show, 8 Flights Up. So you guys definitely going to want to check out those two. On Tuesday at noon, we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira, where Mike gives us a rundown of everything in the world of professional wrestling this week. Moving into midweek, we have three shows that are totally different and totally driven. At 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday, Hump Day, we have the Coco and Wee Wee Show. On Wednesday at 8 p.m., journey into the world of comics, cosplay, and more with Give No F's Cosplay, one of our newest shows. That brings us to Thursday. Thank God it's Thursday, because at 5 p.m., we have Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferrer, where he wraps up the end of the week and talks a little bit about SmackDown, NXT, and some Japanese wrestling. Thursday night at 8 p.m., the show that started it all, Totally Driven Radio, with your hosts, Bay Ragney and Nick Wilkinson. This show has a little bit for everyone. There's celebrity gossip, interviews, Hollywood reporters, Dancing with the Stars moments, metal, mayhem, and moondog. Friday nights at 8 p.m., Uncle Shawnee's Playground is guaranteed to make somebody mad and somebody cry. At 10 p.m. on Friday night, we have the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, where we talk all about the golden age of wrestling and what it was like back then to see amazing men do amazing things. Hey, and some of our best programming is on the weekends. On Saturdays at 10 a.m., you can listen to the Mojo Sports Show and talk all kinds of sports with Mr. Mojo. At 9 p.m. that night, Bay Ragney does Totally Driven Radio Rocks, where he features different kind of music, different songs, different eras, just whatever's on his mind that week when it comes to music. Sunday, Funday at 10 a.m., start your weekend off with a big weenie. The Big Weenie Castanini Show is on every week, and it's sure to please. And end the week with the Nerd Herd at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights. You can join the TV Nation, and you can talk all about the latest in TV, comics, and comic book movies. Bay's going to tell you what he's been watching. We're going to talk about our Men in Tights. And finally, we're going to do our top five list each and every week. It's a different list. Hey, and if you're not busy listening to your new favorite podcast, check out some of our social media pages. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, and more. Totally Driven Radio. Get driven. Stay driven.
Okay, I just want to say this before we end it off.
Yes.
Steve and I discovered a really delicious ice cream flavor. It is vegan, and it is cashew milk, okay? It's made out of cashew milk, and it's salted caramel. It is the best thing. They had one left at Kroger, because it's on sale right now.
Kroger sells it?
Kroger what sells it. They're small, though. It's like the So Delicious.
Oh, Soy Delicious.
Soy Delicious, yeah. Or whatever. But anyway,
salted caramel,
cashew nut milk. Mm. This ice cream is insane. But this guy ate the whole thing yesterday.
Oh god! But they're not very big.
This is what I don't understand. It says there's four servings in there. Yeah. In whose world?
Yeah. What is it? Two fucking spoonfuls.
Four servings.
I never get that.
It's like one serving. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. To me, it's
that's
one serving.
That's so tiny. Like that's not four servings.
No way. But anyway, I was gonna buy two, but they only had one left in Kroger because they sell out so much.
Wow, I gotta try.
They are. I'm telling you, people out there, I'm not an ice cream lover. Ask anybody.
Yeah.
I am not an ice cream kind of gal, but this, I am addicted.
Wow, salted caramel. That sounds so good. I want to go get it.
Oh my god, we got to. I think Steve's picking some up.
Let's leave and get some.
Oh, we should.
Yeah, let's do
it. All right, lovely people out there. Thank you for listening to the Coco and Weir.
Thank you so much.
We hope we didn't rant too much, but I do have PMS, and I'm fed up.
I am fed up, too. And
I'm fed up, and it's too late for you now. I'm fed up, and you went and broke your mouth. I'm going to fucking move to Kansas. That's what I'm doing. And I'll open up a good restaurant because the restaurants there stink.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
But it's dangerous, isn't it? Lawrence, Kansas. Nobody lives there.
All right. Let's do it.
So, somewhere in Kansas.
Down. I'm down.
It's cheap.
I'm down.
Tired of having to move place to place. But everywhere you go, there you are. So there you go.
This town's really sucking.
I hate it. Everybody that we...
At least if we were in New York, there'd be some fucking flavor. There'd be some passion. There'd be some nightclubs. There's not even a nightclub here. Well, actually, I did go out dancing this weekend.
No, that looked fun. What's that lounge you told me about?
We did go out dancing.
What's that lounge you said?
I don't remember the damn name.
Where is it?
There's the hip-hop club, I think, that we went to. We went to B.B. King's, which is awesome.
I'm dying to go since you said
they have a live band downtown on 2nd Avenue at B.B. King's. Awesome. And then I think it was the Limelight, I want to say.
Let me see. I know that place, I think.
I think. I don't know. And then some other lounge, but we did have fun down there.
Oh, somebody else had some fun down somewhere else.
As I said, I was talking in terms of marathoning.
And also, what's the other place you said you went to? The taco place that I haven't gotten to try.
Oh, Street Taco.
If anybody wants, let's try the Street Taco. Yeah. But yeah,
very nice.
We'll be banning places in Nashville just to keep you updated. We're going to ban a lot of places.
We're going to be talking a lot of shit, and we're going to be talking a lot of angry shit lately.
A lot of angry shit. We're going to ban places. We're going to ban buildings. We're banning.
We're banning.
We're banning traffic. We're banning everything.
We're banning everything except mac and cheese because Darian wants some mac and cheese.
And we're not banning our lovely grandmother's toast that we always do.
Ready?
Every closing of the show.
We'll say fuck them
all. Fuck them all. Big and small. Till next time.
And do you people peace out.
Peace.